Now let's take just a very brief look at some of the bailout funds associated with the Eurozone crisis. This is just for general background. You can find a lot more detail by using Google and Wikipedia, but one early such fund was the European Financial Stability Facility, often referred to as simply EFSF. This fund lent to troubled states, with the emphasis there on the governments, not, say, to private banks, and it played a key role in the Irish, Greek, and Portuguese bailouts within the Eurozone. This is being replaced over time by the larger and more powerful European Stability Mechanism, which finally received enough ratifications in 2012, and this mechanism also lends to troubled states, namely the governments. It is based on policy conditionality. It has a potential power of up to 700 billion euros, of course that could later be expanded or perhaps contracted. A key question about the European Stability Mechanism is that some individuals have argued it should be leveraged, and in fact that the ESM should become more like a bank, with a kind of power to create credit out of nowhere. Yet some of the sponsoring nations, such as Germany, are extremely dubious about this possibility of leveraging the ESM above and beyond currently approved levels.